If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is Chords by Nookie, read by Girl on the Net. It's dusk. Summer, so the windows are open. It smells like lilacs and dirt still damp from the rain that morning, and the bedroom is filling with shadows, contours of muted blues. The sun flashes blinking from behind the trees and blinds you for a minute. You like it like this, dusk with the lights turned off. It's sensual somehow, the slowing breathing of the earth and the heavy scent of the lilacs. And across the room, your lover is tying his wife to the bed. She's trembling a little, aroused, her eyes darting across to you and away again while he ties her wrists with thick cords to the bedpost and then crouches to the floor at the foot of the bed, tying one ankle, then the other, stretching her body out in a loose spread eagle. His dick is hard already, hanging tawny and thick across one thigh. When he's done, he stands up, looks across at you, takes a shallow breath. You're in charge tonight. Sit, you say, not bossy exactly, smirking, suggestive, carnal. He sits on a chair carefully. His erection is straining tight and he's wet already, glossy slick in the fading light. His wife is squirming a little against the sheets, probably doesn't know she's doing it, pulling against the cords, unconsciously testing, whimpering low in her throat. Fuck, the whimpering is hot. You can smell her, even now, still standing up next to the bed. Can see the ruddy pink of her cunt beneath the hair. Ah, she says, moans, and her husband, your lover, shudders in the chair, instinctively moves a hand towards his dick, catches your eye. He wants to touch himself. You shake your head at him and his mouth drops open a little, tongue plays just inside his lips over his teeth. He balls a fist, rubs it slow down one of his thighs, watching. You get down between her legs. Your weight on the mattress makes it dip, but you haven't touched her yet. And you just kneel there, close, inches from her cunt, letting her picture you there. She breathes faster, makes a noise under her breath you're pretty sure she doesn't know she's making. Then you take your thumbs and gentle, part her outer labia. Let the pads of your thumbs run up the edges of the lips. You don't go near the clit, not yet, not even close. Instead, you press your mouth right against her vagina, make a soft seal with your lips and just leave it there. Stay like that, not even sucking really, just enough to hold the seal. Make her feel it. Make her feel not just the contact of your mouth, but the deep ache of her own cunt, the fluttering longing of it. Make her feel how easily you could fill her, touch her, coax her, kiss her right over the edge. You wait till her hips start to buck up against your face, till she's getting loud, and then you run your hands up and down the inside of her thighs and start to lick her inner labia, wet and messy. Like you're French kissing her pussy, sucking and circling. Her husband is breathing hard now, has both hands clamped over his thighs, palms flat, veins popped. You can see the muscles in his thighs working. You catch his eye. Holy shit, he mouths at you. And you hold his eye and keep licking till she starts to goddamn wail. Okay, baby, you say and grin at him. Shut her up. And he's on the bed, throws his leg over her body, is pressing his dick down into her mouth almost before you've gone back to her pussy, and he fucks her face, shallow and slow, his guttural moans overlaying her muffled ones. And for a minute you just watch, glaze-eyed, soaked with a dizzy lust. Watch her body arching up, the drool and the pre-cum on her face, the slow pump of his ass as he thrusts down into her mouth, and then you lie flat right on your stomach and slip a finger up inside her. Her cunt clenches so hard you think she's coming already, but she's not, quite, just seizing hard around you and around his dick both, and you put your mouth back over her clit, tongue it soft and warm, and it's all, you're all of you coiling up like a gorgeous goddamn spring, dragged along in the pull of her pleasure, filling her up, probing deep and gentle with dick and fingers and tongue, and her thighs start to shake, and you're so aroused you almost shout out, you yell wet against her cunt, and she comes, shuddering apart. He pulls out of her mouth fast, says your name, gasps it hard, and you drag your body up around him, almost onto her tits, look up and open your mouth, and just in time, he spurts hot all over your face, wet, salty, a visceral catharsis. You roll off her body and he does too. Reaches up to untie the cords at her wrists, and she's still shuddering, but she's laughing, giddy, eyes rolling up at the ceiling. Okay, you say, throaty, face half in the mattress. His cum is drying sticky in your eyebrows, and you reach up, touch it, leave your fingers there. God, she says, squeezes your arm, and he kisses her. Kisses her again, long, deep, and you watch. If you liked that, you can find more of Nookie's amazing work at nookieeverafter.wordpress.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.